Well, Graham, is that a night where there was plenty of commitment and effort, but maybe just a bit of a spark lacking at times?
I think it was an evening where we carried on in much the same vein that we've been in for the last couple of games, where we were short of what it takes to win a football match in so many ways. They're a good bunch of lads, a very good bunch of people. They care a lot, and they're falling short of the standards that they're capable of, and they have done, if I'm frank about it, since the FA Cup tie. And I've got to believe that there's some sort of a hangover going on, that a young group of lads have built themselves up into almost a frenzy to go and play and win a massive game in their minds. They've got so close, they've given so much. Perhaps physically, mentally, it drained them, that whole scenario. Perhaps physically and mentally, it drained them. Perhaps I haven't realised the extent to which it's drained them. I've tried to deal with it, game by game, through selection and through, talking to them as people. But we just haven't snapped ourselves out of this apparent malaise. You look at it afterwards and you think, at a motivational level, we're not tracking our runners, we're not showing enough discipline to play the way that we're coaching them to play, we're not showing enough belief in our game, we're slow, we're lacking urgency. There's so many things missing. But as I say, I don't think they're bad people. I don't think they're down in tools and not producing the goods because, they can't be bothered. I just think they've lost their way. I think it's a motivational thing. I think sometimes when you have a massive game, and you can lose your focus on your motivation, such as the disappointment. And I think we're stuck in that hangover, and we've got to work it through, work it out, and put ourselves back on the straight and narrow, because it wasn't good enough for long periods, especially in that second half. We got off to a sloppy start, conceded the goal, worked our way back in it. But in the second half, they looked the hungrier team to win. They looked the more athletic team to win. We know we've got athleticism in there. We know we've worked a good level of fitness into them. The West Brom game showed that. But for some reason, we're not being able to drive it out of ourselves, and they looked as though they had more immediate desire than us to win the football match.
Is it one of those conundrums where yourself and Grant and the staff and the players will kind of have to sit down and try and iron out, first of all, what the hangover is in the problem, and then sort of get your thinking caps on to try and address it and think about how you go about, I guess, giving them a psychological boost or working around it somehow?
Yeah, I think they're honest boys, and I said to them afterwards, there's no point screaming and shouting. Sometimes you can kick them out of a malaise by having a good rant, and it goes away. But it obviously is running a little bit deeper than that, because we've screamed and shouted and tried to knock some sense into people. But genuinely, there's some lads in there who are just a little bit lost. They don't quite know what isn't right. They know they're not quite right. They don't know what it is. And you could say to me, well, aren't you paid to know the answer? I think I do know the answer. I think that their motivation has dropped, and they've got to rediscover what it is that's driving them. Sometimes in a group of lads, you can have some who are, happy to be playing in League One. It's a step forward from where they've been playing, and they just want to go out there and put on a good enough show to prove that they're a League One footballer. And if that's the case, they're not going to play with the hunger and the desire that's needed to win a promotion, for instance. And when they come up against lads who are fighting for their lives at the bottom end of the table, they they haven't quite got enough desire. They're focusing on other things. And I genuinely do think, you play a big FA Cup game, the rewards are immediate and they're obvious. You're going to go through and potentially play in the last 16 of the Cup. You can drive yourself. But if your focus and your objectives and your motivation isn't right, and somebody else's motivation is greater, and that's what it looks like to me. And I think they just need mentally to do a little bit of work individually and collectively on what it is that's driving them. And I think if we resolve that, then we'll be back to winning ways.
We talked about the top six of the week, and I asked about it at least, and you mentioned it in your programme notes today. For the time being, do you just set the goal as next game, let's get a win, let's get sort of back on the bike and try and work gradually to where we need to be again?
Well, what I was saying to you there about sometimes players have got to work out what it is that's driving them. I know what's driving me, and Macca knows what's driving him. And but there'll be lads in that dressing room who are driven perhaps by the end of the season, they're out of contract, and they want to make sure they get a new contract. It's that simple. They're focused maybe on their individual performance rather than the team performance. There might be lads who are just happy playing in League One, and you're trying to persuade them that they can get in the top six, but in their heart of hearts, they just want to you know, bed themselves in as a League One player. And if you've got differing motivations, you've got to, any team to be successful has got to have a collective goal. It's got to have something that they're all desperately fighting to achieve. You can see in their results, Oldham, and in their performance tonight, that they are desperately fighting to stay in this league. You can see that. It's a collective thing. And at the moment, I don't think our collective ambition is in the same place. It's what, that's what it strikes me as. And you know what it's like if you're all working towards different goals and objectives. You work with different levels of intensity, and then, you know, bad habits can creep in, and bad habits spread from one player to the next, and before you know it, you're not playing very well at all, and it looks very disjointed, and it looks listless, and it looks as though there's a malaise going on. And I'm sure there's not, because they are genuinely good people. I know that. I've worked with them for long enough to appreciate that. I've seen them put in some great displays, put in some really good runs of form. But, you know, we're in a dip. I was hoping that we would have bottomed that out over the weekend. We worked really hard between Saturday and today to cure the problems, but we haven't done so. So we need a big couple of days and a big home performance at the weekend to put all this to bed.
Cozzy preferred tonight to Fox and Toffolo. Was that a question of freshness? Hasn't been involved too much of late.
Yeah, I think, you know, the left back slot has been a difficult area for us. It's we've had a lot of change in that position, but you know, since I came to the club, everyone's been talking to me about Cozzy and, you know, what a player he can be and what a player, you know, he's likely to be in the type of system we're playing and with the type of you know, expectations we've got of our fullbacks in terms of his athleticism and his thrust going forward. And you know, it's time for him to come in. He's played a reserve game last week. He's very good in that. And it was time for him to come in. He's a bright young prospect. He's got a lot of games behind him. And, you know, it was a decision to give him the chance to show me what he can do.
An error from him early on, which I thought he recovered from actually pretty well. And Anik obviously dropped one and then took his man down. Was it a penalty? Some of us thought he got a bit of the ball.
When you're standing in the home dugout and you watch your goalkeeper drop one and then go to claim it and the referee, you know, blow and point to the spot, you're always going to have a point of view that the decision's not right. I thought it was a very difficult decision to make. I couldn't quite work out what happened myself. I thought there was enough doubt there not to give it. The referee decided to give it. But I don't want to point to that decision, because if I'm frank, they were fighting for that goal and they were always going to get it. The way I was watching the game, they were always going to get it. No matter what I was trying to do to change the flow of the game, they were very determined to go forward and get that goal. And I did think that it was a deserved goal based on the balance of play at that stage in the game.
Injuries don't help, nor the suspensions. Boswick out tonight. Forrester missing as well. I saw him hobbling around actually at the ground. Any news on him? Is he being assessed, scanned? What's the latest?
Yeah, he's had a scan today, Foz. We don't know how bad it is or isn't at this moment in time, but he's had a scan and we'll get the news before the weekend. So of course you don't want to be without Foz. You don't want to be without Bozzy. We don't want to be without Callum, Jermaine, and others. You know, it's not ideal, and we've shown when we've got, you know, a fully fit squad just how good we can be. But that isn't the issue tonight. It's not about the players that are absent. We've got plenty of good players out there, and we're just not quite right. So we need to work that through.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
Madison encouraging at least tonight.
I thought Marcus was. I said to the boys in there, I thought he showed a great deal of responsibility with the ball. He excited me every time he got on the ball. Was it his goal?
I don't think so. Well, I don't know.
I think did he flag bounced it? On the line.
Yeah, they're telling me it's his. Whether it was he, whether it was Solly, I don't know. But I mean, he was obviously instrumental in the goal. If he didn't score it, and I thought he was a very bright spark. I thought he played very well.